It's November, time to get ready for the holidays. Go to oldtimeradiodvd.com/sale and get 10% off of all of our great collections of old time radio, classic TV, classic movies, and serials at the lowest prices to be found anywhere. Visit oldtimeradiodvd.com/sale and save.
Do you remember years ago how much we looked forward to those wonderful radio programs? Well, you're about to have that experience again as we turn back the clock. Close your eyes and listen.
You're listening to Comedy Old Time Radio.
From Hollywood, the George Burns and Gracie Allen Show for Hormel and Spam. Spam, rebop, boom, spam. George Burns and Gracie Allen. Artie Shaw and his orchestra. For singing glee, we're the smoothies three. Last but not least, and with Bud Heaston. Sorry, folks. It's Burns and Allen night at your house. Another gay show and a swell suggestion for an easy summer supper that will give your family or guests plenty to eat. Get a can of Spam, S-P-A-M. Spam is tender, juicy, delicious meat all ready to eat the minute you zip open the can. Slice this grand-tasting meat and serve with a mound of potato salad nestled in crisp, chilled lettuce, tomato stuffed with cottage cheese, or with a cool vegetable salad. It's hearty enough to please the huskiest He-Man appetite. And Spam saves kitchen time. No fuss, no bother. Ask your food dealer for Spam tomorrow. Then surprise your family with taste-tempting Spam and salad. And try the other easy recipes on the label. You'll find you can fry Spam, dice it, slice it, bake it. Because cold or hot, Spam hits the spot. And here are those two delightful people, the stars of our show, George and Gracie.
Thank you very much. Well, Gracie, what did you do yesterday?
I went to Catalina.
Oh, did you go alone?
Well, naturally.
Well, that's fine.
Bud, can I have my compact back? It's in your pocket.
Oh, so you were there alone.
Well, here, Gracie, which one is yours?
Oh. Finally got ourselves a romantic kid on the show.
Oh, he's a regular Casanova.
You mean Casanova.
George, when I kiss him, they're Casanova.
Oh, yes, Casanova.
Get it?
Yeah, this is my smart week this week.
Oh, say, George. George, would you come here a moment, please?
Oh, gladly, Buck.
Say,
gladly.
George, I'd like to work with Gracie. It looks so easy.
It does, huh? Would you like to try it?
Would I? Oh, boy. Well, how do I start?
Well, all you've got to do is walk up to Gracie and say, how is your brother? Then she talks for about 5 years.
All I say is, how is your brother?
Yes, but I've got a little TL for you.
Yeah?
In case you get in trouble, and there is a slight possibility.
Yeah?
Just sing NOLA.
NOLA?
Yeah, you know, daddly-doo.
Oh, well, then I start by saying, Gracie, how's your brother?
Go right ahead.
Okay.
I'll be standing right here. Make it nice and easy, Bob.
Yeah. Gracie?
Yeah?
Gracie, how's your brother?
Oh, the most terrible thing happened last night.
Did?
We were awakened in the middle of the night, and there was my brother sitting up in bed, and his eyes were sticking out of his head.
His eyes were sticking out of his head?
Well, yeah.
What did you do?
What did we do? We sent for a doctor, of course.
Well, what did the doctor do?
Well, he took Ann Sheridan's picture off the wall, and we all went back to sleep again.
Gracie, where is your brother now?
Oh, he's in the East. He went to see that prize fighter. You know, the one who fights without any clothes on.
There's a prize fighter who fights without any clothes on?
Yeah, that's what my brother said in his letter. Just saw Galento fight bear.
Well, Gracie, what does your brother do for a living?
Oh, he's very well fixed.
Oh, yes.
He has two cars, lots of clothes, and he goes to Palm Springs for the winter and Lake Arrowhead for the summer.
Well, what does he do for a living?
Oh, he's a son-in-law.
Gracie, what did your brother do before that?
Oh, he was married before, you know. He's the one who was a knife thrower in vaudeville, and his wife was his assistant.
Oh, he used to throw knives at his wife.
Uh-huh. But one day before he went on the stage, he had a little too much to drink.
Well, what happened?
He got married again.
Well, Gracie, your brother, he sounds like quite a character.
Oh, he is. You know, when he was a little boy, he played a trick on my father. He switched a hot and cold faucet in the bathtub.
Was your father angry?
No, but he will be when he finds out.
Gracie, is that the brother with the scar on his neck?
Oh, yes, the appendicitis scar.
Appendicitis scar? Appendicitis is way down on the side of the stomach, you
yeah,
see.
Yeah, I know, but he was so ticklish they
had to operate up here. Yes, I thought so. Bud, are you happy?
No.
I thought so. Well, 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 here are the smoothies.
Hello, Stan.
Well, it's very pretty.
Oh,
but
beautiful.
Yes, it's really something. Smoothies, can't you say anything without swinging like that?
Surely, George. Anyone can do it. Nothing to it. Spam, jam, high, diddle, did. Now we're jiving, so take it, kid.
Oh, stop. Stop with that. Take it.
Oh, beautiful.
See, I used to be a dancer, and every time I hear take it, kid, I go right into my dance.
Oh, sure. You know, George used to dance for a living.
Did he make much money?
10 cents a dance.
I used to wear a bathing suit. I was Jansen with tears in my eyes.
Oh.
Well, never mind, never mind. Now the smoothies are going to sing the woodpecker song. Just a minute, smoothies. Come in.
This is what I do for a living.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, hello, Bubble.
Say, sound man, stop slamming the doors. You're going to break down the whole building. I know you're a very intellectual fella because you told me last week you went 4 years to Harvard. And if you think that being a sound man is beneath your dignity, why don't you go back to your family?
Mr. Burns, I have two brothers. When my older brother graduated from Harvard, the dean told him he'd become a great scientist. He later won the Nobel Prize.
I see.
When my other brother graduated from Harvard, the dean told him he'd be a great playwright. He later won the Pulitzer Prize.
That's so.
When I graduated from Harvard, the dean said that I showed more promise than both my brothers put together. That was 10 years ago. This is what I do for a living.
Say, sound man, I'm really feel sorry for you, but don't give up. After all, someday you may be like me.
George, don't discourage him.
Oh. Don't think I've got any talent, huh? Bubbles, what do you want?
Well, Gracie, you know, today is your grandfather's birthday. He's 92 years old.
Yeah, I know. I got him a gift order.
You did? Mm-hmm. What is the gift?
Two lessons from Madame Lazanga.
It's six lessons from Madame Lazanga.
Oh, he'll never last that long.
I know your grandfather, neither will Madame Lazanga.
Well, anyway, Gracie, tonight we're giving him that surprise party. And in order to get him out of the house, I had a promise to take him down to Earl Carroll's Vanities.
Well, did you take him there?
No, I took him up to Mount Wilson Observatory, and he spent 2 hours looking through their giant telescope.
What about Earl Carroll's Vanities?
Well, what do you think he was looking at?
Where's the kid now?
He's downstairs in the car.
Oh, well, send him up, and we'll keep him here until the party tonight.
All right, goodbye.
4 years in Harvard.
Oh, quiet, quiet.
Oh, now listen, everybody. After the show, you're all invited to my grandpa's surprise party.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're going to have more fun. And there's going to be a big cake with six candles on it. And
six candles?
Uh-huh.
Your grandfather is 92 years old.
Yeah, but the cake is only six.
Oh, I see. It's the cake's birthday, too. Smoothies, we're waiting.
Morning bright and early, you wake up all the neighborhood, to bring to every boy and girlie his happy serenade on wood. Hear him picking at a melody, peck, peck, pecking at the same old tree. He's as happy as a bumblebee all day long.
You
serenade
your lady. Just find a tree that's shady.
And when you hear that tick, 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 sing right along. Come on and try his rhythm,
and let your heart speed willow.
Just listen to that tick, 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 happy little woodpecker song. Listen, peck, 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 peck. All together, let your heart beat in rhythm to the woodpecker song. He's a beast born bright and early.
Wake up all the neighborhood to bring with the boy and girlie his happy serenade on wood. Picking out a melody, pecking that same old tree, happy as a bumblebee all day long.
To serenade your lady,
just find a tree that's shady. And when you hear that tick, 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 sing along. Come on and try his rhythm,
and let your heart beat with him. And when you hear that tick, 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 happy little woodpecker song,
just hear him peck, 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 just hear him tick, 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 he's a beast on with a song.
Woodpecker, woodpecker song.
He peps like a heifer, peps like a pepper, steps, steps, steps like a stepper.
Woodpecker, woodpecker song.
Well, kids, that was really a grand number.
You liked it, George? We're glad you did. But now's your chance, so take it, kid.
Yes, sir.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Stop with that take it, kid. You know I can't keep my fist up. But it does bring back memories of vaudeville. I can see my billing right now in front of the theater. George Burns and Gurley. Fantastic steppers. What a vehicle. Remember, Gracie, how I used to jump 4 feet in the air and click my heels?
Oh, yeah. And Variety said that was the only thing in the act that clicked.
Hey, wait a minute. Burns and Gurley was the name of the dancing act. Who was Gurley?
May Robeson.
All right, Gracie. So we're all invited to your grandfather's 92nd birthday party tonight, huh?
Oh, George, please. Don't ever let my grandpa hear you say he's 92.
Why not?
Well, he goes around telling everybody he's only 90.
Gracie, remember my birthday party last year?
Oh, sure.
Remember the birthday cake?
Yeah, with 30 candles on it.
Oh, there were a few more than that.
Not on the piece I had.
Say, George, I don't know about your age, but you certainly know how to wear clothes.
Well, thanks.
That blue suit with that red tie certainly is a swell combination.
Well, thanks, Bud.
It's like spam with chili sauce.
Oh, thanks, Bud.
I've listened to you on the radio month in and month out, and you're really great all year round.
Oh, thanks, Bud.
Like spam, it keeps so well. It doesn't need any refrigeration.
Thanks, Bud.
At a dinner table, there's nothing more beautiful. What coloring. How enticing and so pretty.
Oh, thanks, Bud.
I don't mean you.
Oh, I know you mean Spam.
No, I mean Hedy Lamarr. Oh.
Well, of course, that's a swell dish, too.
I'm crazy about Spam.
Oh, Bud.
Say, Bud.
What is it, Gracie?
Give George back his compact.
Oh, quiet, quiet.
Which one is yours, George?
Oh, quiet. Hello? Just a minute. Gracie, it's for you.
Hello? This is Gracie Allen, Spam's meatheart speaking.
Oh, meatheart instead of sweetheart.
Oh, hello, Bessie. How are the preparations for Grandpa's surprise party coming along? What? You burned the rice pudding? Oh, there's nothing to be worried about? You put unguentine on it?
That ought to help, Bessie.
Oh, what? Oh, don't worry. When Grandpa arrives, we'll keep him here. Now, I can't hear you, Bessie. Talk into the mouthpiece. What? You took the mouthpiece off the phone? Oh, you're using it as a cookie cutter for cupcakes.
Oh.
What?
I have a little trouble there.
Well, why can't you hear me? Well, hold the receiver closer to your ear. Oh, you're mashing potatoes with it.
It's ought to be some party, boy.
Say, Bessie, what are you using for a centerpiece on the table? What, Swiss cheese?
Swiss cheese?
That ought to make a beautiful centerpiece.
Oh, sure. She puts the flowers in the little holes.
Oh, very nice arrangement. Yes.
What, Bessie? You only have a dozen doilies? Oh, that'll never be enough. I can eat that many myself.
Yes. They're delicious with paper napkins.
Say, Bessie. Bessie, what about the boiled duck? How's it coming along? What? You can't keep any water in the pot? Why not? Oh, the duck keeps drinking it.
You mean the duck is living?
If you call that living.
Well, let's break this up. This is serious. Well, Artie Shaw, what are you going to play tonight?
For George, we've got a new and little different arrangement of April Showers.
Oye, maestro, mejor no vamos. No me gusta ese número. Tocamos otra
cosa. Okay, señor Lee.
Gracias.
Okay, George, I guess we'll have to play Alice Blue Gown.
I see. Just because your South American guitar player, Senor Lee, who can't even speak a word of English, doesn't happen to like April Showers, you're not going to play it.
That's right.
But, Artie, April Showers is a beautiful number. Oh, and April Showers, oh, will come your way. They bring flowers of their blooming May.
George.
And when it's
George.
Rain, oh,
George.
Oh, yeah.
George. George,
yes,
is that April Showers?
Certainly.
No, I don't like it either.
You don't like it?
That's right.
Boy, I must really be lousy.
Well, that's right.
Okay, Artie, play Alice Blue Gown.
Okay, my sweet little Alice Blue Gown.
Hey, Senor Lee, wait for your cue. What are you starting so soon for?
Hurry up, I got a date.
He's got a date.
George, please, this is my problem. All right, boys, ready? One, two,
three, four.
Look, Senor Lee, we're doing a broadcast. It's Monday. We're on the air, and we must be finished before Friday.
Tú no te metes conmigo porque mi jefe es ese, ¿verdad?
Take it easy. I can't understand what you're saying.
Foreigner.
Look, Artie, I've got a T.O. for you. If you don't get rid of that guy, I'm going to get rid of you.
Now you're cooking with gas.
Senor Lee, I've had about enough out of you. I'm the boss of this program, and I expect to be on this show for many years.
Si caes a todos como me caes a mí con esos chistes malos, yo creo que no va a estar por tantos años.
What did he say?
Don't send out your laundry.
All right, Artie. Alice Blue Gown.
Thank you.
Say, Gracie, can I borrow you for a moment?
Will you pay me back?
Yes. First, I want to tell you what every woman should know. Now, you and I have a date, Gracie.
Where are we going?
Follow me. Now, here we are standing in your nearest food store.
Oh, it certainly was near.
Now, do you see those cans of Spam on the shelf?
Yes.
Well, take one and look at the sentence on the label.
Pork shoulder meat with ham meat added.
Mm-hmm. Now, there is the secret of Spam's goodness and quality. Spam is not only a pure pork product, but is a perfect blend of the choicest cuts. Pork shoulder, the juiciest, sweetest meat, combined with ham meat, well known for tenderness and flavor. Hormel is proud to tell you right on the label of the Spam can exactly what Spam is made of. Now, when you take home a can of Spam, you give your family delicious, tender meat everyone will say is swell. Try one new way to serve Spam this week. Use the easy recipes you'll find on the label. You'll discover you can fry Spam for breakfast, serve it cold for lunch just as it comes from the can, or bake Spam whole for dinner. I get a supply tomorrow. Ask your food dealer for S-P-A-M Spam.
Well, I'll do it.
Slice it, dice it, try it, bake it, cold or hot, Spam hits the spot.
Nicely done. Artie, I really loved Alice Plougain. But the thing I enjoy most is when you pick up that clarinet. You're really swinging. You're just jiving at it.
Yeah, that's sure. When he swings it, he's right in the grave.
In the grave? Signor Lee, you mean in the groove?
Yes, Signor. In the grave means I'm dead, buried, finished.
That's right.
A million guitar players in the union, and I had to wind up with this one.
Yeah, George.
What is it?
Come here.
Oh, sacred.
Yes.
Yeah, what
is it? I found out plenty about that Signor Lee. I had dinner with a certain party last night, and all he spoke about was Signor Lee.
Well, who did you have dinner with?
Signor Lee.
You had dinner with Signor Lee?
That's right.
Stop with that. That's right. I don't want to hear any more. That's right. I've had enough of that's right.
That's right.
Oh, quiet, quiet.
And George.
What is it?
I heard that every day Artie Shaw goes down to the drugstore and drinks a malted milk through his clarinet.
A malted milk through his clarinet?
Huh?
How did that leak out?
Through the holes.
Well, that's the last straw.
4 years and a half.
Quiet. Well, Gracie, look who's here.
Well, don't tell me it's my grandpa.
Well, I ain't a bag of flour, but I've been through the mill. Yahoo! Pick me up, Grace.
Well, he practically fainted. How do you revive him?
Well, just fan him.
Fan him with what?
With Dorothy L'Amour. Yahoo! Pick me up, Grace.
Dorothy L'Amour?
Yeah, I was out with Dorothy L'Amour and she kissed me.
She kissed you?
Oh, yes, George. And they were very happy, the four of them.
The four of them?
Yes, Dorothy, Grandpa, and the two men who held them up.
Yeah, sticks and stones may break my bones, but she's just the one that can do it. Yeah.
Come on, hold your hat, boys. There he goes again.
Pick me up, Grace.
Come on, Grandpa. Get up on your feet and stay there.
Mr. Burns.
Now it's the sound man. What do you want?
An old man. 92 years old. Does nothing all day long but run around with Dorothy L'Amour.
So what?
This is what I do for a living.
Sound man, this may surprise you, but you're not the only one on this program with a brain.
Oh, thanks, George.
You're welcome.
Grandpa, I want you to meet the cast. Now, this is Bud Heaston, our announcer.
Well, hello, Grandpa.
Well, hello, buddy boy. I'm an announcer, too.
An announcer?
Yeah, an announcer to a maiden's prayer. Ain't that a killer?
Gracie, what does this grandpa of yours want?
Well, he'd like to be 65 and then 21 and then 65 and then 21 then
and
65
and then
21.
Well, what is that for?
Well, he wants to be old enough to get Social Security and young enough to enjoy it.
That's nice work if you can get it.
Oh, well, Grandpa, these are the smoothies.
These are the smoothies? Well, blow me down.
Hello.
Bam. Darned if they didn't. Pick me up, Grace.
Gracie.
Yeah, what is it?
I want to ask you something. What happens at home with this young George Ollis?
Oh, my grandma has a terrific time between him and the furnace.
Between your grandpa and the furnace?
Yeah, every time she watches one, the other goes out.
Well, I've had enough.
Oh, Artie, I want you to meet my grandpa. Grandpa? Yeah. Grandpa, where are you? Come here.
Be with you in a minute, Grace. So long, kid.
So long, honey.
Well, here comes love comes to Andy Harding of the Arteries. Waited for 4 days.
Grandpa, this is Artie Shaw.
Hello, Grandpa.
Hiya, Corny.
I'm Corny.
That's right.
Signorly, if you don't stop butting in, I'll have to punch you in the nose.
Anybody show their face around here and say that? I kill him.
Well, why don't you kill me?
You call that a face?
Get out. Get out.
This is what I do for a living.
Hey, sound man. You see, most of us do things that we don't want to do for a living. Take me, for instance. When I started out, I worked very hard. And after many years, I finally clicked. I don't know what it is. Maybe it was an accident.
Mr. Burns, the reason for your success is that you have something that nobody else has got.
Really?
Where did you get Miss Allen?
I've got a TL for you. Grandpa, get away from those drums. Gracie, surprise party or no surprise party? Do we have to keep him here?
Oh, George, you'll spoil the whole thing.
Isn't there any way that we can quiet this old guy?
Well, do what we do at home.
Well, what do you do at home?
Well, we just give him pictures of glamour stars and bathing beauties, and he sits in a rocking chair and sings.
Well, what does he sing?
Wishing will make it so.
Well, he certainly picked out a nice number.
Hey, Grandpa, give me back my clarinet.
Yeah, here you are, Artie boy.
Wait a minute, Grandpa. Take your teeth.
Gracie, will you talk to him?
Oh, yeah, Grandpa. You're going to need them for the surprise party I'm giving you tonight.
You gave away the whole thing.
Oh. Well, say, Grace, I can't make it tonight. Kind of got a date with Greta Garbo.
Greta Garbo? 92-year-old guy like you has got a date with Greta Garbo? Hello?
That's right.
That's all right.
For George and Gracie to return, let me suggest an easy way to give your family a grand summer supper. Serve Spam and salad. Get a can of Spam when you shop tomorrow. Open and slice this tender, delicious meat, a perfect companion for your favorite salad. You'll say it's great, too, because Spam is economical to use, so easy to fix. Surprise your family with Spam and salad tomorrow.
Thank you, Bud. Well, Gracie, say goodnight.
Oh, good night. Oh, George.
Yeah?
George, look at the lovely roses Ray Noble just sent me.
Ray Noble?
Uh-huh.
Oh, where are the flowers?
Well, right here in the package of seeds.
Good night, all.
Listen again next Monday night, same time and stations, for another George Burns, Gracie Allen production with Artie Shaw and his orchestra and the Smoothies, brought to you by Hormel and Spam. Until then, this is Bud Heaston reminding you to remember that cold or hot, Spam hits the spot. Good night.